Hi, everybody, and welcome to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. We are headed towards a victory Monday around Northeast Ohio as the Browns were able to pull off the victory against the San Francisco 49ers. 24-10. Everything went right today.
What a difference a week makes. Last week we were talking about nothing went right for the Browns. This week, everything went right. 9 sacks, 230 yards rushing for the Browns. Johnny Manziel, very solid, leading this team to 28 first downs, the most they've had all season. And despite the fact they had 2 turnovers, gave the ball away twice, didn't matter. That's the only thing that kept it kind of close, even though it never felt close. 24-10, the Browns win, and they did anything and everything that they wanted to today, and it was great to see.
All right, let's break this down. Johnny Manziel, and we saw it against Pittsburgh, and we saw it again today. He's making great second reads. He's doing the little things that maybe perhaps we didn't see last year. He looks comfortable, and he looks ready to go.
Oh, he looks great, especially from the pocket, and that's where you wanted to see the progress from Johnny Manziel. Deciphering what the 49ers were going to do both pre- and post-snap, they sent a lot of blitzes at him. He handled them very, very well, went to his hot reads when appropriate, bought time with his legs when appropriate, but really, the way he stood in the pocket and delivered the football, especially great rapport today with Brian Hartline, 10 targets, 8 catches, over 100 yards. Hopefully, he's okay with the shoulder, and of course, big play gear, 80 yards and a hush down once more.
The other thing that helped him out, obviously, was having a running game today. The offensive line opened up some holes, and Isaiah Crowell was able to pop out for some big runs.
He looked great. 2 runs of more than 50 yards. It looked like the Crow we saw back in the Georgia Dome when he went home to Atlanta last year and had the 2 scores, 2 more today. He had room to run. I thought Austin Pastor did a great job coming in at that left guard spot for Cam Irving. Really got some push. Some of the big runs early were behind that left side. It was great to see this ground game going. 230 yards running. For the Browns. Coming to this one, the Browns hadn't had a running back rush for 75 yards all season. Crow doubled that up today.
The other thing, too, that was extremely noticeable was the fact that the 49ers couldn't find the red zone until inside the 2-minute warning in the second half. It was refreshing to see, especially with 9 sacks.
No question. Jim O'Neill and this defense, they've been under fire, and you understand why when you look at the stats and the results, really. But today, everything worked. He talked about simplifying it, and maybe that was the key. We'll find out how it travels to Seattle and Kansas City. But on this day, the defense did exactly what they said they were going to do. They stopped the run. They earned the right to rush the passer. They got there 9 times. Armani Bryant with a couple of those sacks. Nate Orchard, his first 2 sacks in the NFL as well. And they kept them off the field. Second, 2 of 13 on third downs. They didn't let them stay on the field, have long drives. The Browns dominated time of possession and dominated this entire game. And it was fun. It was great to see.
All right, the other thing that you look at here and you say, what are you playing for when you had 4 games to go and just 2 wins? Now it feels like something they're playing for, and you could see the passion, I guess, and the pride, especially out of the defense in the second half.
Yeah, and I think this was the group, as we said, they've been under fire, much maligned, and they came out today and played the way that I think everybody thought, maybe not at this level, but that they would do a version of this week in and week out and be one of the elite defenses in the NFL. They look like it today. Next week they get an opportunity to go against one of the elite defenses in the NFL in Seattle, and we'll see how that goes.
All right, Nathan, we'll also see you next Sunday on Browns Countdown and on the Mike Pettine Coaches Show Thursday night on News Channel 5. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Thanks for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.